Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is holding talks this week in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates about Iran. Before leaving Washington yesterday, Pompeo said he's seeking to form a global coalition against the Iranian government following Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone and its alleged involvement in attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Iran denies the tanker attacks. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran will be the focus today when the U.N. Security Council meets behind closed doors. As Linda Fasulo reports, this follows the drone shootdown and President Trump's decision to hold off launching retaliatory airstrikes.
The private Security Council session is expected to focus on both Iran's downing of the U.S. drone, as well as the recent attacks on oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. And diplomats say the U.S. is prepared to provide further information to Security Council members from the U.S. investigation into the attacks against the tankers in an effort to persuade certain council members that Iran is responsible for the incidents. Tehran, meanwhile, denies the allegation. The U.S. is also expected to brief the council on the Iranian shootdown of its unarmed drone that Iran says was violating its airspace. It's not clear what action will come out of the meeting. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
President Trump is dismissing a UN report that calls for the FBI to investigate the slaying of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey. NPR's Sasha Ingber has more.
The president says a new investigation into the death of Jamal Khashoggi is unnecessary. Last week, the Senate delivered a rebuke to Trump by rejecting plans to sell millions of dollars in weapons to the Saudis. Trump told NBC's Meet the Press that Saudi Arabia is a major customer of the United States. He says if the Saudis don't buy from the U.S., they'll go to China or Russia to purchase their weapons.
Khashoggi was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last October. U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing. Later today, West Virginia's state Senate considers a bill that allows charter schools. As Dave Mistich with West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports, the legislation limits their numbers.
Under the Republican House bill, three charter schools would be allowed to open in 2021, with the promise of more in the coming years. The House balked on a Senate proposal that called for more immediate charters and a provision that would punish teachers for going on strike. That language has been omitted from the House bill. The battle over education reform has festered for months in West Virginia. Teachers went on strike for 2 days in February when they successfully rallied against another lengthy and controversial measure. If the bill wins Senate approval without changes, it will go to Republican Governor Jim Justice, who says he will sign it into law. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich.
This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. is back in action today at the Women's World Cup soccer tournament in France. The U.S. plays Spain this afternoon. The winner advances to the tournament quarterfinals against France on Friday. Yesterday, France beat Brazil 2-1 in extra time. That game marked the final international competition for Brazil's Marta, a six-time FIFA Player of the Year. Large crowds turned out over the weekend in Canada for Toronto's annual Pride Parade. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, this year's event marked the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York City.
The New York riots were sparked by police raids on LGBT-friendly establishments and are considered the birth of the modern gay rights movement. The Toronto event draws visitors from all across North America. Senior political leaders were also on hand for the celebrations. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Toronto Mayor John Tory marched. Trudeau said it's important for young people who are worried about coming out to see politicians from all parties marching to support the LGBTQ community. This, Toronto's 39th annual parade, was also the scene of extra security. That followed an altercation involving protesters in the nearby city of Hamilton last weekend during its Pride event. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Authorities in New Hampshire say no charges have been filed in connection with a deadly head-on crash involving a pickup truck and a group of 10 motorcyclists. Seven bikers were killed in the collision on a rural two-lane road in the town of Randolph. Those killed belong to a New England motorcycle club that includes U.S. Marines and their spouses. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.